Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It goes without saying. You're listening to Goes Without Saying, and I'm Seffi.
And this I'm Wing. Wing.
Sorry, I said your name.
That's
for
all
you.
Right. Hi, guys.
This episode is all about summertime sadness, and we all feel why we all feel pressure to like thrive and live our best lives. Mm-hmm. You know the drill. But kind of ironically, I would say this is kind of quite a sad episode. We do cry. Both of us cry.
At the same time, which is a lot to handle,
at the same time, about the same thing. Quite a harrowing episode, but also funny.
So funny, I think. So funny.
So funny. I had a great time. We come out of it laughing.
Same. Goes without
if
saying.
If you want to come on the ride, on the journey, on the roller coaster with us, then I hope you...
You're more than welcome.
Enjoy it, or just make of it what you will.
Okay. Cool. God, what time do we call this?
I know.
Late in the week.
First time ever. Better late than never.
Though. Better late than never. That's what I always say. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but someone sent a really cute message that was like, I don't care when we get the episodes. I'm just grateful that you're sharing your hearts with us.
So nice.
God.
So nice.
I could cry. I won't, but I really, really could. That is really sweet. It does feel like that, though. Thank you for being here to receive our hearts. God knows why we're sending them out to you, hoping someone's listening. So how's it been the past couple of days?
It's been okay. Nothing really has happened. I'm trying to think of anything fun. I've got no like fun stories or anything, have you?
Okay. I thought I had one the other day, but the only problem is I can't remember. I've forgotten. I can't remember.
Oh, well, we had a nice day.
Oh, we did.
We had a really nice day. We went to go see, I always call it Chamber of Secrets, Philosopher's Stone.
This very niche underground
London, really nice.
Art house movie.
It was great. Have you heard of it?
It was really good. We had a great day.
It was really fun. I do think they should have turned the speakers up slightly. Yeah.
Or you could even do it like a silent disco vibe and give everyone headphones.
It needed something. Like, luckily, we know that film Inside Out. But if it was a film that I like...
Don't worry, guys. We'll burst the volume up for you.
But I almost feel like if I was showing my kids that film for the first time...
I wouldn't be doing it. Absolutely not. No. But for the purposes of us having a laugh and...
It was fun. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie... We did put it on our story, and I kind of thought you lot were going to bombard us, but alack, there was no one to be seen. It was just the two of us.
Shit.
No one cares.
No one gives
we were
a
on
shit.
Our own. We did get messages being like, oh my God, I missed you guys. I would have come. Guys, I'm not going to lie. I thought it was our Kylie Jenner moment, but nobody came. No one's coming, Harry. We were all on our own.
But I'm still really waiting good. For our Kylie Jenner moment. I'm waiting for the moment where... It's like, oh my God.
I had a funny moment just this morning. My dog got shit stuck to his bum. It happens sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you guys have, does that happen to your dog?
Yeah, there's a word for it. Do you want to know the word?
Oh, yeah.
It's really disgusting.
Okay.
I think when there's shit hanging off, I would say an animal's bum, but I think any bum.
Oh.
It's called a whinnet, I've heard.
I thought it was called, what's the word that they would say in school? Like a something head or something, or like a turtle, or like a...
Turtle heading.
Is it?
I think if there's like shit hanging off a dog's bum, I've heard to it before, I'm Googling it now, I've heard it being, I'm Googling the word, I've heard it called a whinnet.
I don't mind the word winnet. I don't think that's gross. I think that's quite nice.
Yes, a small piece of feces stuck to the hairs or around the anus. Well, look,
let me tell you, it wasn't
mammal.
A winnet because it was fucking huge. It was huge and it was smushing. So, like, normally, he doesn't like it. So when he poos and it gets stuck to his bum, I know you lot don't care, but look. It's our podcast. Go to another episode. Go listen to something else.
We make
Harry
you
Styles.
Wait 3 more days for this.
this just happened this morning. You wouldn't have got this otherwise. My dog hates when he gets poo stuck to his bum. Does Otto hate that? Or he doesn't really care, he doesn't notice.
I think he's got quite a smooth glide.
Oh, right, just comes straight out.
I don't think it usually gets stuck around.
All right, well, I thought maybe Ozzy had a bit of a tummy ache. But this morning, he pooed. He did a nice poo, whatever, walking along the street. And then he pooed again. And I thought, oh God, this is not going to be good. Because as he stood up, then he does this thing where he's like, he's still squatting and he won't move. He won't walk. He'll just like keep squatting. But like,
he's just like tensing.
Yeah, but he's not pooing.
Yeah, Otto does that.
He's just squatting because he can feel that there's poo on his ass. So then when I try and grab it, he gets furious. Obviously not with my bare hands, by the way, with the poo bag. When I try and grab it, he turns, but he like folds in on himself. And you know what he's like? He starts attacking me. He starts barking. He starts biting the lot, which is not embarrassing at all. It's completely fine. It's exactly what I want to be doing at 8 a.m. in the middle of the high street.
Trying to wipe your dog's ass.
And it's the problem with this one today was that it was, this is going to upset you guys, but it was very soft. It was just smushing everywhere. So, like, as I was trying to pull it...
I'm not grossed out by poo.
I'm not grossed out by, like, my dog's poo, I guess. But if you said to me,
like,
oh, I was doing
poo.
A shit earlier and it was smushing around, sloshing around all over the place, then yeah.
Don't worry.
I probably would be grossed out.
Yeah, same. But no, a dog's poo.
But, yeah, no, it was smushing around it was smushing around everywhere and I couldn't get it. But he's refusing to walk. And I was going to just be like, oh, we're going to have to walk you home. But he wouldn't walk home. So my trip to go and get coffee was ruined. But also, alack, I can't even turn back home. My trip to home is not looking viable either. So I had to just do what I could. Meanwhile, everyone's going, hi, smiling, looking, hi.
What, just passes by?
Just passes by. Oh, they were eating it up. They were absolutely loving the show. And I thought, this is bad. So I thought, I'm going to have to pick him up and hope that it doesn't go on me. And just bin what I've got in my hand and just try and hold him and carry him the whole way home sort of thing.
Bloody hell. This girl
came up to me. Gorgeous girl, probably about 19, 20 years old. Beautiful. She looked really nervous.
You thought, I hate to be Kylie Jenner right now.
I thought, I hate to be Kylie Jenner right now, but don't mind if I do. That'll brighten my day. Really sweet girl. Yeah. She came up, she said, hi, excuse me.
I said, hi.
Hello, yes. Are you asking for me? Yes, hello. She said, could you tell me where Eden Perfumes is?
Oh, God. Said,
yeah, it's just down the road. Yeah, it's just up there. Oh, yeah,
yeah. It's really that bit. I watched Bridget Jones' Diary recently, and it's really the bit when the guy turns around and he's like, hi, hi. He's like, yeah, it's me. It's like, oh, no, God. You're on my wife's chair. Like,
oh, fuck. Most beautiful girls. So I literally thought, of course you're in my demographic. You look exactly like the kind of girl you listen to.
She's so embarrassing.
But no. And I was covered in shit. I don't blame her, to be honest. Maybe if she did listen, she probably thought, I'm not going to embarrass her and I'll just pretend I don't. And she bottled it last minute and said, where's Eden Perfumes or whatever. Anyway.
Eden Perfumes. It's like,
also,
sorry,
it was probably about 20. It was like, to be honest, we were right outside Eden Perfumes.
God, you were really in the lanes then. This was happening on a busy street.
Yeah, we're in the middle of Brighton.
Oh, bloody hell.
There was probably about 40 people around. It was busy, busy. And I was trying to pull shit off his bum. My bus pulls up. Everyone starts piling out of the bus while I'm trying to get by the bin. Anyway, 7 minutes in.
Not a good
start. Were you having a good time?
Great time.
So, summertime sadness, hey?
Summertime sadness, let's do it.
Okay. Can't say I've ever experienced it myself. What are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are, I think it's a great topic. That's my main thought.
Good.
I remember thinking, like, I
oh,
was
yeah.
weird because you messaged me saying, what are your thoughts on the title Summertime Sadness?
Yeah.
And I was I had literally had the same thought of summertime sadness when I was swimming the other day in the Lido. Mm. Swimming around, I thought summertime sadness.
Yeah.
But then I don't know why I kind of thought, oh, I don't think we're all like that.
Well, I kind of thought, I had thought it before as well, and I thought, I don't think Seffi will like that.
Just so insecure.
So maybe that's, maybe we're doomed. Maybe this is foreshadowing, it's going to be a bad episode. But I also was kind of like, I didn't know... Guy, I've been having such a shit time that I almost summertime sat. It felt a bit too on the nose. It felt a bit too like fresh off the press. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm. It's not like, oh, I can reflect on something that happened in the past. It's like, well, no, it's very much my day to day. And yeah, you don't want the rundown of my day to day. You really, honestly, you don't. But
so good thing
I guess I'm going to give it to you anyway. Okay.
Well, I don't want you to talk about something you don't want to talk about.
Absolutely not. No, I won't. I'm just going to go with the flow.
Let's just have a combo.
I feel so sick,
because I don't know
though.
What the hell I'm going to say in this as well.
All I've been eating at the moment is marshmallows, as you know.
Oh, yeah, marshmallows. That's and, so random.
Oh, you know what else happened? We need go to on. Say, sorry, I know we're taking up the beginning now. I know. It's really, really bad, but we've been missing you guys. We need to fill you in. All the events we have, congratulations are in order.
I've got no idea what this is about.
Ekin, Sue and Davide and the Lionesses. Oh. Of course we have to give our thanks to everyone.
What is our this a thing we're doing now?
I think
general news.
Yeah, general news and updates. Well, that was, I was quite moved by both of those winnings.
I was moved by one of those winnings.
I was watching the I watched it. I watched the Euros.
I'm gutted I didn't watch it. I didn't even know it was on.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was a
thing. That's patriarchy for you.
I know.
But well done to them. I thought that was so good.
Honestly, well done.
And I was...
Ekin and Davide.
Yeah, Ekin and Davide.
I can't even begin to witness this journey blossoming for months on end.
You know who I'm a really big fan of? And I haven't watched it, obviously. Yeah, you know who I'm a really big fan of?
Go on.
Tasha.
She's great. You heard me talking about the pie incident.
I really am quite in love with her, actually.
She's great. She definitely had her moments in the whole thing.
What bad moments do you think?
I've always liked her, but I was annoyed with her when she kind of forgave Andrew, who I do think acted so appallingly, but I do completely think they are quite compatible. Like, I do actually think they're quite similar as people now. But I really,
let's
really
all remember as well,
him.
You're getting an hour that's very highly edited of days and days and days worth of stuff, you know?
Goes without saying.
Because we come across mental in these 45 minutes and actually we're very normal, boring people. I'm very normal and stable and just completely fine. Okay, shall we start?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about the hold up.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Do you have anything you want to start with?
I can. Okay, this person said that they struggle with feeling happy, feeling sad, etc. at times when you're quote unquote supposed to be happy, like Christmas, on your birthday, etc. And I mean, take it away for world's best answer, right? I mean, everyone was kind of saying it, but
there is literally no other feeling like feeling shit on a day that you have to kind of feel good on, or like it's seen as a marker in like, well, your last birthday, last time, last year, last year, I'm 37 or whatever it is.
Don't remind me.
You kind of have this idea, last year I was thriving, I had my dream job and I looked so good and blah blah blah, whatever you want. This year, however, I can't stop crying. It's like it's as if there is like some comparison to be made, as if it take like almost wipes out all the progress you made during the year. If you're sad on that one day, you failed kind of your 23rd year or something.
Oh my god, 100%. You know what those days are as well? It's really the time when you do the whole I don't know why I'm crying.
Yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, I know why you're crying, because it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
You're overwhelmed,
you have to,
you're reflecting, I know why you're crying, but it's really that thing of being like, I don't know why I'm crying, because you're looking around at 36, but last year I had 30. You're looking around at all your presents, everyone's being nice to you, whatever, maybe everyone's being shit, who knows, but it's your birthday and you're supposed to be feeling good, which to me, there's no faster way to feel bad than when I'm supposed to feel good.
And I'm going to get meta immediately,
but
I feel a kind of low-key version of that with this. For example, you being like, it's an hour every week where we speak. I feel like it's almost the summation of your week goes into this thing. And it's almost like you can be feeling absolutely fine. The second it comes in front of you, it's almost like, oh God, I've got to sum up who I am today or this week. Or like,
oh,
it's almost
absolutely not.
That any pressure makes you a maniac instantly.
100%. That's completely it. But with things like birthdays and Christmas, sure, there's pressure on you and there is a societal pressure. But also, for me personally, look, a lot of the pressure I feel just comes from me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm just saying for me personally, I am a fucking asshole and I am putting the pressure on me. As much as, yes, everyone wants to have a nice Christmas, for example, I'm the one who's being like, this outfit isn't right for Christmas. I need to, my plans, I'm right. Get a grip. Gee, you're embarrassing. Pull yourself together, you fucking freak.
Christmas is a difficult one as well because that... Why are we talking about Christmas and summertime
sadness? Don't know.
Just
don't know.
But Christmas is a difficult one. Don't know how we got here, but Christmas is a specific occasion to me because almost...
Oh, there's a lot that goes into Christmas, isn't there?
And almost every family tradition and all of this stuff, like, there's so much that plays into it. Like, for example, the idea of being, like, finding an outfit for Christmas, that wouldn't even... Like, there's no chance I'm getting out of pyjamas on Christmas Day.
Yeah, stunning.
But, like, so my dream Christmas, if it's all gone right, is kind of almost this, like, incredibly cozy
day. Internal.
But for a lot of people, it's almost like this drinking day where you get all
glammed.
Party
bonanza,
No. It's just not that for me at all. And I almost think that sounds really delightful. I would love to have a party Christmas one year. But it's very much, like, no makeup in your pyjamas all day kind of thing.
On your Wii
Fit. Almost the
pressure's
on
Guitar Hero all day.
Oh, absolutely. I'm on Animal Crossing. I'm upstairs
exactly.
in like, my grandparents' bedroom
it's like,
playing
don't talk to
Animal
me.
Crossing. Yeah, dreamy. But it's funny because almost like you're all putting a different aesthetic on it almost. So the pressure kind of is societal, but it has to come from you slightly or just like the pressure that you put on yourself to have the day of your dreams, almost on this day. But it's almost like that could look so different for everyone. So you know it's fake.
Yeah, Christmas is a hard one for me.
I love Christmas.
I love Christmas. But I didn't get to have Christmas for a few, well, for a while, I guess. And now I'm like, my Christmas is very different. So I just feel like it is a time when you're seeing everyone that's apparently really, really happy. And I hope that they are really, really happy. But for a lot of people, there's so much... I don't know, like it can be a very, it's a time of reflection. There's a lot of weight that can come with it. Like, are you not seeing someone this Christmas? Are you not seeing, oh God, I'm going to be sick. Are you not seeing someone this Christmas because they're not alive? Are you not seeing someone this Christmas because they broke up? Like, there's just a lot that goes into.
When also like, even if it's not like a almost a concrete thing, like you're not seeing someone this year, it could just be you feel shit today.
Exactly, yeah.
Doesn't and all of a sudden it's deep, like, well, you can't be sad on Christmas or don't bring the day down. Come on, everybody, let's give it a go. Like in my house there's a real like, let's not argue on Christmas, but it's like, but today I feel fucking fuming.
Yeah.
So why can't I have an
Fair
argument
enough.
On Christmas?
Yeah, too right.
Because you're going to ruin the day for
everyone. Because you're going to ruin Jesus' birthday. It's out of order.
I couldn't do that to him.
After everything he's done for you.
After everything? What an ungrateful little girl.
Everything he did for you at Easter. And this is how you're going to repay him on his birthday.
He died.
He died for
came
you.
Came back Fucking to dick. Life for me. And I'm going to argue about someone eating a turkey on Christmas. Am I kidding?
Let's spin it to summertime then. Let's get this show on the road.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I personally find summer hard because when I'm struggling in, for example, even when I'm struggling at Christmas, when I'm struggling and it's winter time, when I'm struggling and it's like cold outside, it's raining, whatever, blah, 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 I can kind of be a bit like, you know, it's almost romantic. It's like, here I am living my miserable life, but like I've got a film on and so does everyone else. Exactly. Like yeah. I'm just at home with the tea and so is everyone else. But
yeah, and that's kind of how it's supposed to be.
When you're miserable in the summer, Jesus Christ, like, it actually, to me, fine, at Christmas, I don't want to keep saying Christmas, at winter, Jesus, I'm, deck the halls with
bells. Yeah, this is I'm the Christmas so festive. Let's just reuse this at Christmas.
When it's winter, fine, I might, well, I'll feel like, God, you're a shit human, like, you're a terrible excuse for human, blah, blah, blah. But wow, in summer, it's so much stronger because it's just so apparent. You can't avoid the fact. Like, you might have FOMO in winter, but in summer, it's ROMO. It's not fear of missing out. It's the reality of missing out. You are missing out. It's fucking shit. Yeah. And that's really, really hard.
It's almost like even, it's almost written on your calendar, essentially. It's so, like, programmed even in, like, the seasons of, like, you're working up to something. Summer, thriving, yeah. Light, it's colourful, it's bright, there's like fucking festivals, it's stunning, holidays, woohoo, bikinis.
Especially like,
then it comes down and it's like, now it's scarves and all the depressing
stuff.
Warm
weather in England, it's like, you're going to waste a sunny day. It's like, Jesus, you get about 12 of those a year. I mean, I know climate change is on our side, but we don't get a lot of sun, we don't get a lot of warmth. I don't think, at least growing up, that was the vibe. And so when it's sunny, it's like, let's get out of that. Let's go and woohoo, take the day on. And
but
it's like, I can't leave bed. I can't get dressed today.
I kind of really hate the sun, the pressure. Like, I hate the vibe the sun brings. Which
okay.
Is a really dumb thing to say.
I hate the sun's energy.
I love it.
She's bringing bad vibes.
I think in England, the sun brings out a huge level of desperation for people. Like, it's almost like, as soon as the sun comes out, it's like everyone starts feeling like the clock go. They're like, right, we're missing the day. And everyone starts getting like this. If they've spent the day inside, it almost is like they have failed in life.
I'm spending every day inside. Just for transparency, this is how you know it's bad, is I'm saying if I leave the house with Ozzy and he gets to go outside for a wee, that is an amazing day for me. When I say summertime sadness, I'm very much in it at the moment. Mm. And I feel like I think I'm getting a bit annoyed at the moment. Or like, I'm finding annoyance in places where I didn't. And what I mean by that is, I almost think things have been normalized. Things have been hashtag normalized when they shouldn't be. And yes, it's normal to like feel shit every now and then, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But if you are, I'm just saying this because I would have needed someone to say it to me. If you are not able to get up and you just feel like your existence is meaningless and you just should just die and you can't leave the house because you're too ugly and revolting, that's not normal. And you should probably get some help. The Harry Styles audio, and he's like, it's not normal and you should probably get some help. Do you know that, what I'm talking about?
Kind of, it rings a bell.
Well, that's kind of how everyone talks to me these days, is that it's not normal and you should probably get some help. But it's true. And I mean that in a nice way of like, hopefully most of you won't be feeling like that. And the reality is, yeah, most of you won't be feeling like that. And I don't want to make the people who do feel like that feel fucking weird and make you feel worse. I just want to make it really clear that you don't have to live like that. No one's expecting this from you. And because I always feel like, sorry, this is just me ranting now. This is...
No, go okay. ahead. Go for it.
Well, just tell me to stop if it's...
I would
too
never
silly.
Do that.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. Well, I always feel As like in my head, it's like, God, I've said this to you, Seffy, 101 times. I'm probably sick of it. I probably said it on the podcast. I feel like, or I felt like for a long time, I kind of felt like, oh, everyone wants to die all the time and they're just better at not doing it than me. Not true, apparently. No, this is news to me. People don't feel like that. So I kind of thought, oh God, like, I'm just like really not cut out for this. I'm really like, I'm just fucked up. Like, I can't get on with it. Like, what's wrong with me? Because I was taking people's word for it when they were saying, oh, we all feel like shit. It's just life, isn't it? We just get on with it. It's just, we all just
who
blah,
is
blah,
saying,
blah.
I will personally have words of everyone
I don't know.
That's saying,
I feel
that's
like
just
that,
how you're supposed to
maybe
feel.
It's just fuck how off. I took it, I guess. But it's not normal, guys. And if you need help, you need to actually sort it out. And I really, really hope
no
you're okay.
But there's no shame in it either. Like, there's no shame in... So you can feel like fucking shit without it being a guilty thing and a shameful thing. Oof. You can feel like fucking
can
shit
you?
And with
teach
love.
Me now.
Well, I think the I don't know if it, you can, but like that is an added layer almost.
Yeah.
Like I don't think there's any. I think that's what you can feel like shit, and then society or whatever or yourself or all the fucking things you've learned
about telling
your life
you
can
it's
tell
hot
you
outside,
that it's embarrassing
go outside.
All of this shit.
Yeah.
Or that it's normal and you should get over it, or oh, everyone feels like that, or just get over it, blah blah blah. I think what you can go with love to the doctors and say, I'm not feeling fucking right. It doesn't need to be, oh, I have to go and that's that means that I have failed, or I'm not gonna enjoy my summer, whatever the fucking shit we put on it. It can just be, I feel like shit right now, and with love, I take myself to go and get better now.
Yeah. I just think it's just mind-blowing to me that people don't feel like this, and I don't mean that in a, like, I can't believe it.
Do you find that liberating?
I can't fathom.
Or stressful?
Yeah, it is, but a bit of both. It's fucking annoying, because I'm like, fuck this fucking shit then, fuck's sake, why? That's fucking annoying. And it's why I was so upset on my 25th birthday, because I was like, I've wasted so much of my life being so upset. Oh God, I don't want to get upset because it's supposed to be a fun episode.
It's supposed to be a fun episode?
Well, this is
summertime sadness.
But it's almost like, this is real time. Like, when you're listening to this, I was crying like a couple of hours ago. Like, that's almost more embarrassing.
No.
Like, it's currently on the story that we're recording. That's so funny. Yeah, it's shit because it's like, fuck, this is not nice. But then it's also good because I just thought, yeah, everyone's really like a lot better at holding it together than me. Like, everyone's suicidal and they're just not doing it. So what's wrong with me then? It's like, oh no.
No.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Weird. Like, alarm bell was like red flag, actually.
But that's
from
quite
you.
Liberating in
it is,
in like
yeah.
In the fucking strangest, most kind of weird way. It's kind of liberating to realize, oh, I thought I had to live like this. Turns out I don't have to live like this. Mm. And there is a way out of it.
Yeah, I hope so.
There is.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's where I'm coming from. So I know that cuts out, as I say, a lot of the demographic, because I'm sure most people listening are like, yeah, like, sometimes I don't feel good or whatever. But for the few people that are listening thinking, oh, yeah, I've got something really wrong with me, actually, it's not normal and I should probably get some help. Yes, you should get some help, and I hope you're okay. And also, you're not the only one. And I don't know, it's just a real fucking thing.
No, I think that's stunning. I think that's pretty much exactly what you'd need to hear if you were going through that.
It's what I would need to hear, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I just think, for me, it's like, oh, I just thought everyone was really depressed. And that was more confusing for me, because I would be like, for example, looking around in summer, being like, huh, trying to read between the lines, like, are you guys struggling, or like what, or like, are we all feeling like shit or what? It's like, if I can't take my dog outside to wee because I don't want people to see me because I think I'm too ugly to leave the house, that is unacceptable.
Wait, is that what it is?
That's a big part of it.
God, I'm actually gonna cry at that. Like, I'm like, oh God, why do you think that, Wing? What the hell? What the hell?
Oh God. No.
I'm actually literally crying at that. What the fuck?
This is pathetic.
This is so sad.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, everyone. Everyone's trying to have a nice Wednesday. Oh my God, I'm making everyone listen to my shit. What the hell?
I didn't know that.
Why are you crying?
I just think that's really sad.
I know. Tell me about it. It's so sad.
No, I think that's really sad as well, because it's almost like, God, I can, like, as in so many ways, it's almost like I can't relate to what you're going through. But I really, like, I mean, you know, my like, I have really bad, I think, really bad body dysmorphia, and I really fucking feel that, like, and I just really hate the idea of you feeling like that.
But it's horrible, and it ruins your summer, because then it's like, sorry, I know you're probably crying now. Is this going out? I think so. As long as you're okay with it. I just want to make it clear, guys, I don't like the idea of you, like, putting this podcast on at the gym, and then 20 minutes in, someone's, like, properly crying to you. Like, I am sorry, but... I am sorry about that. I hope you're laughing as well with us, but I'm not trying to reduce everyone to tears, like, just... Yeah, you're out and about in your life, like, you're on the tube, like, I'm sorry that we're doing this. Well, I'm not sorry about Seffi. I'm sorry how I'm doing this to you, and thanks, Seffi, for being so moved that you're crying. But I'm sorry
I'm not
to
even
do that
moved. It's not moved. I'm actually gutted. Like, I just find that really...
No, I hate that.
I don't want you to feel that.
Well, I do all the time, every day.
I anyway. Hate that. That literally is so gutted.
But that's the thing, and also, it's not normal. Can we just take another moment to just say we're not hashtag normalizing that? It's not normal. I don't want you guys to think. You shouldn't feel like that, guys. You shouldn't feel like that. It's not normal. And you shouldn't be missing out, for example, on your summer because you feel so shit. It's not okay.
No. Like, I even... Sorry, I feel really embarrassed that I got really...
I'm sorry that I made you... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, not at all. You didn't at all.
Okay.
Just some, like, from some of the messages as well that I was reading, just like people, like their summer stuff, like body image stuff, like I can't talk about it too much because it's too deep for me. But God, I just find it so sad. Like, I just feel like we're wasting so much, like,
and for what?
Like, I'm in therapy for it right now, and I've had, and this is the I've had therapy for, like, for body dysmorphia throughout my whole, like, since I basically realized I had it, until when I realized, okay, you're not just like really hideous and can't handle it, you actually kind of have a thing going on here. And to see, like, for the first time in my life, like, I'm having therapy that I think is actually, like, working, and I'm actually kind of
she's hashtag doing the work,
and I'm believing that it's an issue in my mind, not with my body, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's 1% of me believes that now.
Yeah, but, hold on to it.
Yeah, and I do, with all of my...
With all my mind.
In that idea, please let me believe it a bit more.
Yeah.
But to see, like, so many of the thoughts that I have written down in the DMs and, like, was all the responses for this. Like, I get so scared for summer because it means I've got to wear a bikini. It means I have to wear shorts, blah, blah, blah. It just makes me so sad to see all of these stunning people.
Yeah.
Having these thoughts that it's like, wait, we shouldn't be thinking about any of this. We shouldn't be thinking about, do we look good in a fucking Instagram picture, when you're at the fucking beach, you're at one of the best places you can be. You're literally on holiday, and what are you doing? You're spending your time in front of a mirror trying to get a photo to what, prove to a load of people that don't give a fuck that you look pretty. Fuck this, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Can I tell you one fucking thing? The boys aren't doing this. This is a way that's been designed to ruin women's lives. And this makes me fucking fuming. Because I fucking bought it. And I'm one of the smart ones in my mind. And I fucking live in this shit.
Of course you are, yeah. I agree.
Outrageous.
It's a fucking waste of time.
It is a waste. No, it's literally like a colossal waste of life.
It's a shame. It's a big shame.
It's a big shame.
And it's not fair.
But I actually see it as like, it's politically unfair. Like,
yeah, it is.
Absolutely,
of course it is.
To my core of my beliefs, unfair that these stunning girls are wasting their lives.
Yeah.
And if you weren't worrying about this shit, okay, you'd be fucking writing your fucking manifesto. You'd be fucking climbing the Eiffel Tower. I don't know what you want to do in your life.
Eiffel Tower? Is that a thing?
It's not,
you'd be the first person
minutes.
Ever to climb the,
just
to
get the
world
lift.
Yeah, well, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big, it's what everyone's saying. It's what everyone, well, in different ways, lots of people are going through something similar.
Yeah.
It often peaks for a lot of people in summer. it's incredibly hard to deal with. And on top of that, I think there's this kind of weird, like, false narrative that no one else is struggling with it and it's just on you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's one of the worst bits, isn't it? Like, mm-hmm. But then it comes in the two waves of exactly what you're saying. Of like, on one hand, you think you're the only one dealing with it. And on the other hand, it's been completely normalised and that we all feel like shit.
Exactly, yeah.
All women have insecurities.
Which really fucks me up, actually. No. I've actually got a bone to pick with that narrative.
Yeah,
because it's kept me feeling like shit.
By telling you that it's normal.
For 10 years, for probably longer than that. That's not... I'm actually pissed off. More for me, fine, for believing it. But I could have done with someone being like, hang on a minute. Yeah, you're not normal, mate. You're a fucking freak. Go and take some tablets.
No, it's not. You're not normal, mate. You're a fucking freak. It's, this isn't normal. You deserve more.
Exactly. Like, yes. You deserve a lovely
so
life.
Much
yes.
More than
exactly.
This.
Yeah.
Or like, you don't have to have this. Like, this doesn't have to be the way that you live.
I'm sorry. I'm dying at us. Is this? This is content, is it? You lot are fucking weird, mate. This
so
is your. This is your favorite podcast, is it? You're fucking mental.
Do you know what? Like, people ask me often. So I've just got a job as a waitress, like a waitress at like this little vegan restaurant. That is.
Can
so
we say
funny.
That it's a stunning place that you did talk about previously on the podcast as a stunning place?
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning. I saw they're hiring, and I was like, I have to work.
So maybe
there.
You guys
and I did actually
that.
Get recognised by someone.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I was serving like
Hi.
A few like a
Love
month
you.
Ago. Hi, absolutely stunning.
Uh-huh.
So great. And now everyone that walks in, I'm like, you know me, right? Like, waiting for my Kylie Jenner.
But they just ask where
it never comes. And people ask me all the time, or like if I'm going on a date, they're always like, what's your podcast called? Blah blah blah.
Mm.
And as if I can tell people the name.
Oh,
like,
it's a
they
bit
find
much,
this
isn't
shit.
It?
They
yeah,
find
no, you
this.
Can't. You can't be dealing with this.
Oh, I'm going on this date. Let me listen to the girls' podcast.
Ooh.
And it's them crying. No, I can't let people know this.
No. Not only is she crying, but her friend is a big red flag.
No. No. Like,
she's
are,
a walking,
they're
talking
insane.
Red flag. Yeah, they're mental. Oh, God.
Or just like, they need to not put this on the internet.
Yeah, you just need, you need to be bought in. Once you're in, I feel like you're in and it's okay and like, look. But
it's like if this is the first episode you listen to,
yeah,
I'm
God
sorry.
Bless you. God bless
we
you.
We aren't usually this emotional, but we're fine.
We are fine.
kinda. Fine.
Okay. Well, that feels good.
Mm.
Sorry, we were just saying that. Well, I said, I feel light as air. And Zeppi said, I feel light as air as well. And I said, you lot probably feel like shit.
Yeah,
but we
exhausted.
Feel amazing after that. You lot aren't coping really with the news that your podcast is not doing well. But we feel great.
Yeah, we feel
okay.
good.
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah I feel good. I feel. I just feel...
open.
Just fine. Just straight up fine.
Oh, all right. Not open.
Yeah, I feel, yeah, I'll be, yeah, I'm open. I'm open.
And
book,
open,
open,
yeah.
Door. Life is an open door. What's the song?
Oh, love is an open door.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. What's that
I
from?
I thought you were doing, life is a highway.
Oh, well, let's do that as Michael Scott. Really? Oh,
yeah, exactly. Okay,
I love
shall
that
we?
Scene so much. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Quick office
so
interlude.
Do I.
That scene with where he's singing with Holly in the car.
It's so good.
If you guys have
she's
so many
in,
people...
She's in Only Murders in the Building.
Is she?
Yeah, and she's really good
I love
it?
Her so much. I think I look a bit like Holly. I just think there's a certain Holliness to
it.
Me. No, that's fair enough. But I have always loved Holly so much because I kind of see a bit of myself in her. Just putting
I
it out
think
there. No one's ever
she's...
told me that.
I think she's like office worker and you're like hot
no.
chick.
No, yeah,
it's
yeah,
not comparable.
No, I don't see myself as an office worker. I don't see myself as kind of 45-year-old
yeah, what,
woman
what
marrying
vibe?
Michael Scott.
What about her?
I think what I see from Holly, I don't know what it is. I've always just quite related to her.
The eyes.
It must be the all in the eyes.
It's all in the
is.
Eyes.
Because I don't necessarily want to marry Michael Scott either. Spoiler for The Office.
Oh, it's ruined.
Oh, we have to cut that.
No, of course not.
It's
it
quite
out.
Important
the
to me, though, that people
like
don't have the office ruined for them. Like, I find that a very important thing.
We'll just forget it. Just forget you heard
just
that.
Forget,
right.
like,
just
forget, like, I was talking
right
about Pam.
They're still hung up on all the crying we just did. They're not listening to this.
Yeah, true.
Okay. I thought we could talk about something that a lot of people said, which is, this person said it quite nicely, when summer was a perfect dream in your head and it turns to shit. Because I feel like it's all about when you've got this certain idea of what it's going to be. You've got all these plans.
I've said
you can only
like
be
this.
Setting yourself up for failure. Okay, lovely. Take it away.
No, it's just a short thing, but they said when things don't play out like a fairy tale. And I kind of think it's the same thing. Like, for me, it's not necessarily a fairy tale because I don't usually like the narrative.
It's like a horror movie.
For women. But I would say like a kind of a hot movie, a hot chick movie, whatever it is, kind of a chick flick. When things don't play out exactly
like a Chris Columbus film.
Exactly.
Philosopher Stone, if you will.
Like I'm like walking down the Yorball steps, I'm having my Hermione moment, Victor Crumb is there, Ron's jealous. You know, when things aren't playing out how I want, I get upset.
Fair enough. So
and that's where the romanticize your life kind of discourse has fucked me up slightly, because I think I was always prone to
putting too much pressure,
romanticizing of just being I'm just completely prone to the fantasy and not prone to reality in any way, and telling me to go even further into like
not prone to dream. Reality delusion.
I'm not prone and I'm not compatible with reality either, unfortunately. So then I end up romanticizing things so much that when they inevitably flop, I get really like, well, things didn't follow the script. I must have done something really wrong. And it's like,
you know
no.
what it reminds me of?
Yeah, go on.
The age-old legend of the ice cream shop, which came about as us. Dreamy. I remember we were walking along the level, if you know it, in Brighton, of an evening. Pretty dangerous, pretty risky.
Oh, wow. I nearly got hit in the face by a firework in the level.
Did you?
Yeah, it's a crazy place there.
It is actually
it's a crazy,
crazy
place.
It's
crazy
it's a real town. Wonder for the senses. It's very overstimulating.
If you like the smell of weed and piss, then it's a lovely, lovely
there's
trip
a lot
for the
going
senses.
On.
Like, where's the Eden perfume store? Just go to the level.
We were walking along there. I think we'd come out of a cinema or something.
Oh, it sounds great.
Or we were going somewhere like for a night out. I don't know. But I thought it was cinema vibe. But I remember we were talking about some party that this guy was going to be there.
Oh,
and Steffi had,
back.
God bless her soul, an idea of what the conversation would be. And I said, you're going to a fun place. You're going to a party, but you're treating it like it's office hours. You're turning up with an essay and saying, can you read this and revise it and follow the script, please?
And
like,
I'd
you've turned up with an
eight-page.
Exactly, you've turned up with a thesis.
Yeah.
And the worst thing about that is you're going to be upset when this little scrap doesn't know anything about your thesis. And we're going to be gutted that he's gone on a whole different, God knows what he's doing. He's following a whole different script. And we're going to take it personally, you and I, in our joint life.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure you would have taken it quite personally as well.
I really did, yeah.
But do you know what? I think the thing with that is I did really relax into it. And I now can quite clearly see some different outcomes that I've... from these situations. And I do think every single time I've gone into a situation with a script of... And I do think, especially with men, I definitely go in with how I... Because I've been fucked up by the media, and I have kind of images of how a romantic discussion should go, an argument should go. I've got ideas of who I want people to be, and they're not attainable, I'll tell you that. So I kind of go in being like, okay, so he'll say this, then I guess that I'll say that, and then I guess that he'll say that. And I've kind of, by the end of it, worked it into such a narrow hole that it can only have one outcome, and the outcome is pretty much someone saying, I think you might be... the most beautiful person on
the
whole planet.
Of my life.
I'm in love with you. And I go, I'm too good for you, mate. And I walk off.
Can I also
and I fly
say,
off my
you, I don't know if you want this in, but it is funny. And I think the listener will love it. That this is the same guy, if you remember, that Steffi had a sexual encounter with, and she was pretending that he was Jon Snow.
Bloody hell. Yeah, this is why I ruin everything.
That's how...
Because I can't live
in
reality.
Not prone to reality.
Yeah, no, I'm not prone to reality. I was having sex with the guy that I had liked for months.
Loved him.
And even then,
adored.
I'm like, he's not good enough. Let's make him Jon Snow.
He's not Jon Snow. Yeah.
And even if I was having sex with Jon Snow, I'd probably go, he's not Ned Stark.
Stop.
I don't want to have sex with Ned Stark. But do you know what I mean? It's like, it's always going to be someone.
Yeah, you can always... Exactly.
I'm never going to be happy with it.
Basically, you can always make yourself feel like shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't doubt that.
Even mid having sex with essentially the guy that you are in love with.
Someone you're obsessed with, yeah. Have
not
a
good
great
enough.
Time.
If you're not prone to reality, you'll shoot yourself in the foot. Time to be in reality for a bit, guys.
But it's also, if you're gonna keep piling on this bizarre pressure of and like these insane standards of how you want your life to be, have you not learned by now that you're just gonna be disappointed? And even if you're not disappointed, you're gonna be confused.
And not only you're confused, I'm okay with myself being confused. You're kind of confusing everyone else. One day you seem pretty keen. The next day you're saying, you got a sword. You got a sword.
You're coming off bizarre. You thought
about wearing
actually.
More black kind of fur.
Cloaks.
Do you have any pretty cloaks? Suit getting a giant direwolf.
Do you have any pets? What's your relationship like with your mum? Oh, you don't have a mum. You're bizarre.
You've got to maybe do like a bit of a northern accent for you. And you just end up turning everyone against you and mad.
But you end up setting your experiences to be, you just have such a closed off view of what you want your life to be.
Exactly.
And it could still be all right, but you're not going to be happy with that.
And you know my number one rule. I've got a few rules, but number one rule, which I
number
break.
Number one, top of the list.
Every day I break this rule. Don't fantasize about people you know. It's the number one rule for me. And I think if you have any similar traits to me, which we sometimes get DMs being like, I'm just like Seffy. I feel like I've seen quite a few people being, my friend is just like Seffy. And I don't know what that means. And one day I'll figure it out. But if you see any similar stuff in me, my main advice to you would be don't fantasize about people you know.
Can I take that step even more so and say, maybe even for me personally, don't fantasize about real life shit, not just people. Situations like almost like you think you're lined up for this internship or this new job. Try and hold off on the fantasizing a little bit if you can. Be excited, look forward to it. It's so human to hope that you get something and you deserve it for sure. But fuck me, if I had spin this situation over and over in my head and then don't get it, I'm not gonna cope very well. Nobody's surprised.
True. I haven't thought about that, but it's so true. Like even like, oh, you're going to this party, and I do it so much with, for example, I'm doing it quite heavily with the new Jordan Peele film Nope that is coming out I believe on the 12th of August in the UK. I've got it in my calendar, can't wait. See you at the cinemas if anyone's going on the night it comes out. See you there. Can't wait. But I have been thinking about this film so fucking much. I can't wait. My expectations are, to be honest, sky
high.
They are so high. It's a joke. They're so high. It's actually quite embarrassing. And I was thinking to myself today, I was sitting on the train thinking, you need to lower your expectations.
She needs to sort
because I will
priorities.
Be shattered. I'll be shattered.
Exactly.
If I don't love it.
She won't cope. She can't handle that.
It's so big in my identity how much I loved both of his films, and so much so
this
that
it's a
like,
movie, by the way. Just so anyone's confused, it's a movie that's coming
it's
out.
Film.
Talking about.
It's just a film. It's just a film that's coming out. I loved Get Out so much, and then I was even more. I was so surprised by how much I loved Us, and I'm just expecting to like triple my love for.
I do. I think it's going to be really good.
Oh, so do I.
I do think it's going to be really good. But I think it's especially dangerous when it's like, I know that Nope to you is a life-changing thing. But for example, going to a certain uni or like someone that you're talking to, like you're dating someone and things like that, it can really like fuck you up.
This is what I was going to say before I started going on about Nope. But like, for example, going to a party, I would really do it, especially if we're going to, for example, examples of that guy. There would be so many parties I'd go to. It's like, right, okay, so if we don't kiss at this party, if we don't have sex after this party, blah, 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 then, or if he doesn't ask me to go for dinner soon, like there'd always be a new goalpost that I'd be putting. But it's like, he's actually working off a very different script. Like you've got it at this party. You have got to, he's got to ask you to go to dinner at this
It becomes
party.
A formula that
but he's thinking,
to follow.
Oh, I'm actually going to do something that, like, what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. But if you're
Everything
working,
becomes revolved around this one person or end goal or thing or climax
but
that isn't
like
guaranteed.
The goals will come. Like, I genuinely just think when it comes to, like, relationships, blah, 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 you can put like, and I do think dating is so something where you put kind of goalposts on things. Like
100%.
Even now I'm kind of in the early stages of talk with a, you know, when you're talking to someone and it's approaching the point where it's like, shall we go for a drink, blah blah blah, and I just don't want to do it for some reason. The patriarchy's winning today. I don't really want to do it.
She's not interested. Sorry,
and
mate.
I'm thinking right now, it will probably, he'll send it, say it in the next message, he'll say, should we go for a drink?
Yeah,
but that's just me. I've got fucking idea what is going on in his day to day. All that I'm thinking is probably by the next message he'll do it, and if he doesn't, I'll be a bit like, fuck's sake, I'll do it.
It's always situations for me when you feel out of your depth or like it isn't clear where you stand. For example, you're waiting for a job to get back to you, you don't know when they're going to get back to you by, so your mind runs riot. You're talking to someone, you've got no idea, do they like you as much as you like them, who knows, your mind runs riot. It's the situations where you're so unsure of yourself.
It's where your identity is, and I wouldn't say that for this guy. He's got no, he's got no grip on me. He would only hope to have some grip on me. But it's where if it could go either way, is a bit of a make or break for you. I think if you've got, for example, an internship, or
there's potential,
there's something that's going to change about you. It means a win or a loss to you. Then it becomes particular. Like, this needs to happen by this day, or this needs to happen on my terms. It's like, so most of the time, things don't happen when you want them to happen. Most of the time. Only very small occasions do things align up for your
perfect
timing.
And they happen in ways that you didn't expect them to happen, for example.
Always how you don't expect things to happen.
After all this time, always.
When has anything ever happened to you that's like, well, yeah, that's exactly what I expected to happen? It's never happened for me.
Sometimes, but nothing exciting.
Nothing is ever what I expect. Everything's always just a little bit, and I like it like that.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm endlessly a bit surprised.
Well, the sooner we get used to that, the sooner we can actually start enjoying our lives. That would be nice.
That would be great.
That sounds really good.
Sounds great. Can we just have that bit sooner?
That sounds really good. Oh, right. Well,
shall we? This has been really weird.
I think it's, for me, part of it, but it's because I know it's going up now. So I'm like, oh, hi guys, happy Wednesday.
No, I think that's fine. That makes me feel a bit better because we can't mull on it.
Oh, guys, if we mull on this, you'll never hear you'll it. Never if hear you're hearing it. This.
We did no mulling.
Okay.
Cool. Well,
I honestly hope everyone's okay, and I hope you're just having a decent summer. Yeah. I really hope you are, because you deserve it. If you're not, it's okay. But I do hope you are, because you deserve that good experience.
My genuine summer advice for everyone is, I hope you can relax into the experience of enjoying and like pleasure and fun and all of these things. And when you find yourself worrying about, for example, trying to control a situation, or I don't like this photo, so I'm going to cry about it for fucking 2 hours, which I did do the other day, probably about four hours actually, whatever it is, whatever the fucking thing you're trying to control, let's just admit we've got no fucking control. And it's actually a political, and I'm being deadly serious when I say
this with a touch
of irony, it's politically important to enjoy yourself as a woman. It actually is.
Oh,
it's a political
perfect.
Act, and we need to do it now.
Get that on a t-shirt. It's politically important to enjoy yourself as a woman,
and I mean it with every fucking fiber of my
being. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Let's get
that's
it on a tote
really
bag.
Really good, Steffi. I love that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I also liked the way you said it.
Let's do it.
There was no mulling. You were just speaking from the heart.
I've already forgotten what I said, so I love that. I can't wait to see it written down somewhere.
Perfect. All right, let's go. Guys, can you tell us if you like this episode? Because I need some validation. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I could do with some
Thank
too while
you.
You're
at it. Thanks, guys. If you didn't like it, please, I wouldn't mind if you just kept it to yourself.
They will. They won't tell us. All right. They know the drill. Right. Good. Well, if you don't hear from us,
genuinely assume the worst. Fuck.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.